The Validate RFR study was also published by a group of authors with close ties to the competition. Like the DPR validation study, this was also a relatively small retrospective study as compared to Define Flare and IFR Sweetheart, and was based on only 651 waveforms. The primary endpoint was the agreement between RFR and IFR, and also like the DPR study data was measured using a proprietary Philips volcano wire. This study had a few findings including a good correlation between RFR and IFR, but also that the RFR measurement was detected outside of diastole 12.2% of the time. That is interesting, since diastole is the portion of the cardiac cycle where resistance is naturally constant and where the relationship between pressure and flow is strongest. It raises questions about the accuracy of RFR to measure physiologic significance. Nonetheless, the authors of the paper concluded that RFR is diagnostically equivalent to IFR, while hypothesizing that because it is unbiased in its ability to detect the lowest PDPA during the full cardiac cycle, it may unmask significant coronary stenoses that would otherwise be missed. However, it is important to remember that there is no evidence that a measurement made outside of diastole would be more accurate at detecting ischemia than IFR, which has 4,500 patients of outcome data supporting it.